Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. Going into a house that was partially collapsed by an earthquake 2 days ago and is being consumed by a fire that started this morning, to tell the residents that they also have a serious termite problem is not fun. It takes a special kind of guy. But I have to say this. While we have been mesmerized by coronavirus and the stock market crash and the shutdown of the economy and the onset of a depression, it is also the case that the entire American oil industry is crashing. We will be trying to deal with this long after we again start thinking of beer when we hear the word corona. Don't take my word for it. We are on the verge of a major collapse of the oil industry, says former Energy Secretary Rick Perry. The oil patch is falling apart, says the Mad Hatter investment guru Jim Cramer. When it's finally getting through to intellectual giants and perpetual cheerleaders such as Perry and Cramer, something is definitely going on. The immediate crisis has been triggered by the massive worldwide decline in demand for oil from the economies crippled by the coronavirus. The decline, or demand shock, as it's being called, is on the order of 20 million barrels a day. Led by Russia and OPEC, major oil exporters have been slashing their prices to try to hang on to a piece of the shrinking market. Whether intentionally or not, they are now selling oil at prices that are well below the cost of production for U.S. oil frackers. But this is only the triggering event. The fact is that the U.S. oil industry, far from being in the midst of an oil revolution that is dominating the world, is a sick puppy and has been for years. If you've hung out in this space for any time at all, you'll be familiar with these arguments, but let's review. Hydraulic fracking, is a hideously expensive, complicated, and massively polluting method for extracting the last few drops of oil left in oil-soaked shale formations. Nobody would be doing it if there were any more underground lakes of oil into which one could stick a pipe and have it gush into your lap. Fracking wells play out in 3 years, give or take, instead of the 20 years expected from a normal oil well. This single fact should have killed at the outset any thought that fracking was viable, let alone the key to national prosperity. Not a single company involved in fracking has made any profits in the 10 years of the oil boom when you take into account the enormous capital investments required to have the next well ready to go in 3 years. A study of 34 of the top players shows every one of them had negative cash flow in every one of the past 10 years. The United States is not, has never been, and will never be a net exporter of crude oil. It's a net exporter of something recently redefined as liquid petroleum products, which include biofuels and products refined from oil that was first imported. This is partially because fracked oil is so volatile and sour that it cannot be used for engine fuels and cannot even be processed by many American refineries, so we send most of it overseas. In 2019, these are the numbers. In 2019, the United States produced 12 million barrels per day of crude oil and consumed 20.5 million barrels per day. Energy independence, my ass. The fracking revolution has proceeded only because lunatic wealth managers, hedge funds, and the like have been willing to pump gushers of money into junk bonds, liar loans, and worthless stock. Just like it was, 2008. without ever seeing any evidence that the thing could work. The buzz was good. They got their fees and bonuses. Laissez le bon temps rouler. Well, reckoning day is here, I reckon. Vicious cuts to capital expenses, cascading bankruptcies, layoffs, plummeting rig counts are eviscerating the American oil revolution. When we come off our ventilators, stumble blinking into the light from our self-imposed quarantine, there won't be anything there to see. It was a nice house, though. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.